This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You're out on the trail, guys. There's no branches, no trees, no bushes, nothing to make a shelter. What are you going to do? You need a shelter. You forgot your tent. Carl left it in the car. Well, now there's something that you can put in your pocket that will save the day. It's the pop-up igloo poo-poo. Hollowed-out petrified poo, now in a 14-ounce two-man pop-up tent. Don't be stranded anymore, guys. Pop it up and smell the poo-poo at smellthis.carl. All right, what's going on, guys? This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who uses pincher bugs to get the earwax out of his ears on the trail, Carl Mandrioli.
You and your bugs, my friend. With me today is Derek Somerville, a man that thinks people who carry really heavy packs are constantly buying new shirts because they're so ripped.
Oh, wow. Woo, just when I think it can't get any worse, you defy me. Well done.
We've got a Pack Shakedown Volume 2, so we've got... Volume 2. These are the heavy hitters, right? These are the Clydesdales
of... Clydesdales. Of no, that's pack. Funny. That's good.
Yeah, thank you. The Volume 1, we had the people that were like, oh, yeah, you know, give us a shakedown. Like, tell us how to fix all the stuff that we're carrying, and then they had lighter weight packs than we did, right? So...
Right.
We saved the heavy hitters for last.
We did. The strongest, world's strongest men, you know, they're trying, it's like they're trying to be in the competition almost. I don't know why, but some good stuff in here today. I'm excited to talk about some of these backpacks.
We were originally recorded this a while ago, but we thought having five people kind of go through their stuff was a little bit too action packed for a single episode. So we decided to space it out, and I think it was worth the wait. What do you think?
Well, we're looking forward to hearing from Mike and some of the gang about their monstrosity of packs and all the craziness that's inside.
Indeed.
And I don't know. What do you think about these packs? Are these packs that you would aspire to achieve? Or do you think Rocky could lower his pack weight to these weights? Is that an improvement for Rocky? I mean, I don't know.
No. I mean, anybody could, right? Yeah.
But to be fair to Rocky, I'll say that I think he likes more weight. I think he enjoys 50 plus. Do you agree or no?
I don't know. You asked me a question. I was about to answer, and then you're like, actually, I'm going to answer the question. So I think
I thought my answer would be better.
Now you're interrupting me again. So I'm just not going to answer the question. I'm going to say maybe. Could go either way.
Fine. That's good. That's standard.
Bible verse. Jonah 4:6-8. The Lord God appointed a bush and made it come up over Jonah to give shade over his head to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was very happy about the bush.
He didn't need the igloo poo-poo.
He did not need that.
He didn't need it.
He may have wanted that. But so in this situation, Jonah very much values shade. He gets it for a short time, kind of more to that story later. But
yeah,
how much do you value shade on a hot day?
Well, they say the shade is an average of 20 degrees cooler overall.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I saw on National Geographic a long time ago. So, okay. I mean, I think it varies. Wow. It's not always exactly 20, but I think it varies from 10 to 20, give right. or take a few degrees. But, I mean, yeah, who doesn't love a good little shade break when you're out in the sun? You know, I mean, like if you're at the beach, water park, wherever you are, mm-hmm. you're on the trail under a tree. I mean,
yeah,
you know, you like to climb trees, don't you? Is that...
Do you value shade to the point where you're willing to bring an umbrella?
No. I might wear the hat, but you know, when you're out and about and you see people with the umbrella, mm-hmm. especially in California, like if you whip out an umbrella in California, even during rain, I want to see you're kind of frowned upon because it's like, really? California rain? You need an umbrella? It's not like these other states with like, you know what I mean? So you're kind of like, I have one in my car, but I only have it because I got it with the car and I don't think I've ever used it, but I don't, right. I don't think so. Maybe if I was at a baseball game in the heat, would I wear like a little hat umbrella? But even then, I don't think of a brand.
Yeah. What you're saying about California, you're probably pretty darn accurate. I think,
yeah,
I don't know. You're probably frowned upon for a lot of things, right? In life. Where did you get that shirt? At a garage sale? We can't be friends.
I don't know. That was a curveball and a weird direction you took, but...
Isn't it California, maybe not all of California, but specifically the Orange County zone where you live, that's the keeping up with the Joneses capital, isn't it?
I want to say it's Newport or Laguna, but we're right behind them, okay, for sure.
Same area.
Yeah, but same I'm trying area. To be more specific for you because you lack knowledge. So I think, in general, in my area, there's a lot of keeping up with the Joneses. You get a lot of drama going on, so...
Sure, for sure. And you're not one of those people, just to clarify. You've got slightly more substance than that.
Slightly. I'll have like the same pair of shoes and pants for like 10 years or 12 years.
Right. Right. That could get a whole episode on this because I get very strong opinions about this. That's one of the reasons why I'm happier in Colorado, to be honest. But
well, I will say that is a bonus of traveling is you go other places and it's just a lot more down to earth, really.
Oh, yeah.
And it's refreshing. So
right. Having a real conversation. Digging in with the cashiers, right, at the grocery store.
Exactly. High-fiving and handshaking drive-through people.
Yes. You
know? I mean, those are things.
Brief embraces with, people that are serving you. So anyway, that's down a rabbit hole.
Like you hug don't you hug your mailman every day too?
Who doesn't? Let's be honest, who doesn't? Come on.
That's a good, well, it's fair.
Aside from Californians. Anyway. Getting back to the point, the point of me bringing up the umbrella is because that's going to come up in one of these pack shakedowns. So we have the heaviest two guys. We've got Mike from California, and then we've got Jason from Oregon. So here's how this went down. We got Mike from California with us, LA area, right?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Yeah, that's right.
How's it going, man?
Derek and I would be hanging out more.
It's true.
Wow, I doubt that. Derek doesn't hang out with anybody.
I'm a hermit.
Let's just jump right in here, man. You, I think, qualify for this episode because we've seen you with a heavy pack. You've come on some Patreon trips. So what is your pack weight?
My pack weighed in at 35, 37 pounds.
Something like that, but you had like a crazy amount of water, right?
Yeah, I do have 4 liters of water for this trip in the desert.
Okay.
Since Carl said he wasn't going to carry my water for me, I figured I need to carry it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What and give us a rundown. What pack do you have? What's your sleeping bag? What's your paddle?
So I got this one right here is the when I'm carrying a lot of weight, it's the Osprey Atmos.
Okay.
65 AG. Okay. And it's pretty solid pack. You know, it's got the air vents and all that stuff. But I recently went to an ultralight pack, which I like a lot more. And when I'm not carrying 4 liters of water and I'm down to 25, 30 pounds.
So you are in the 25, 30 pound range. Now the truth comes out. Okay.
I can, but it's not luxurious, man. I like to camp luxuriously.
I don't like
to skimp on stuff.
He likes to enjoy his trip, Carl. I mean, you know.
I go with the Copper Spur Ultralight two-man tent.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
for yourself, just to clarify.
Yeah, I take Jen and I both sleep in it when we go on some longer hikes. Like we section the PCT every once in a while.
And just to clarify, Jen is his wife.
Yes, yeah, everybody knows Jen your family setup.
I see. Not everybody's buddies like we are, I guess.
Right? We're besties right now. Yeah. Okay.
But like on the last Capitol Reef trip, we took what we call our condominium, which is 3-person tent. So it's nice and spacious.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That's the lighter weight version right there.
this one right here, the two man.
All right, so what's in your pack, Mike? Let's start pulling stuff out.
All right, so you got the tent. We got the tent. Here's my poncho, emergency poncho.
Well, I like that.
Pack cover poncho. Okay. And then up in the brain,
that's the top.
This is my wearing clothes. Do you guys recognize these?
Wait, what is that? Is that
exoskin? The exoskin? Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm wearing mine right now. I got mine on right now.
And we got the ever favorite buff.
Oh, you did that on purpose, man.
Gotta have that.
So I carry that buff every time I go out.
Is that a second buff you have?
That might be a second buff. What is that?
The pack, Sal.
Oh, Carl hates that. He's gonna say get rid of that.
Love it.
Leave it in there, Mike. Leave it in there.
And then we got the cotton handkerchief. Bandana.
Wait. Just before you keep on going, Mike, is this like the pack of horrors right now? Like you're pulling out everything that I hate outside of the Exoskin stuff.
This is
like,
great.
What's next? You got Nalgene's in there. What you got?
This is great, Mike. Carabiners.
I run the spot for the PLB. And I'm not very, there's nothing wrong with it, but it has been intermittent service. So I've been thinking about upgrading to something different.
Okay.
Okay.
I got the bug net because I hate the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a bowling ball coming out in a minute, maybe.
Headlamp. What
nice.
Yep.
Petzl.
It's a petzl.
Yeah, it's like a petzl.
Mm-hmm. Petzl. It's very important. It's deodorant. It's very important on the truck.
Oh, Carl loves
important to some.
Luckily for me, Carl doesn't bring any. So
it's important to all, especially when you share a tent. And then up in the brain, the big one, I lock my keys in here, and this never gets open when I'm on the trail because I have this big old fear of losing my keys.
Okay. We've seen people put keys outside their pack in the bushes on the trail before.
Oh, yuck! Scares me. I run the lighten equipment, the quilt.
Yeah, so we like
the 10-degree quilt.
Okay.
And then I also run, because I sleep really cold, I run a 15-degree Nemo Disco sleeping bag.
That looks luxurious. That looks very luxurious.
So you got a quilt and a bag.
I do. Because you remember on the last trip, the Lost Creek Wilderness, that I got hypothermia the very first
time. It was like 30 degrees. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a different story right there.
And this is the one that you can't live without.
He's still going. Right? We can't stop him.
Oh, there's another. Look at this. Okay. Look at this.
This one I have to pick on every single trail.
What is that?
When you get to camp and you set this thing up, it's the big beach umbrella.
He has a beach umbrella.
Okay. I love it.
Put it in there.
This is who listens to our show, Derek. These types of people.
If Mike brings it on a trip, immediate legend status.
I mean,
that is amazing.
It packs right in there with everything. The Atmos just carries it like a champ. And
that is hilarious.
So you have multiple double duty items there, like multiple. So I think you had two ponchos. You had the buff and a pack towel. One of the things people are proud to use the buff for is the pack towel. I don't even use one, but whatever.
Right.
So I would ditch like the extra poncho, the buff, the pack towel.
That's exactly
everything you intentionally put in your pack to be ridiculous. I would ditch all of that stuff. And you probably save some pounds there. Obviously, you're packing for the desert. You got the bear canister in a place where there's no bears, even, and they still require
the bear canister
to have the canister. So we can't fault you for that or the water. But if I can save you a pound with your nonsense.
Yeah, that's it. That was exactly what I was going to say. What you actually said. So
it's hard to leave my sense of humor at home. No, the nonsense.
I would say get rid of all that and just like add a 5 pound weight to the pack. You know, dangle it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Last thing I want to say is just for those that are trying to connect the dots with who this Tupperware Mike guy is, he's the guy that last year, this is what he said, literally on a backpacking trip, I always have fake blood with me. I will never forget that quote. That is so ridiculous.
That's so amazing.
Mike, man, we appreciate you going through your pack with us. And, your sit pad too. Yeah, throw that away. And just thanks for all your time, man.
Oh, the sit pad. Forgot about the sit pad.
Do you guys even backpack? Do you even know how to backpack?
All right, man. So upon further review, we've had this conversation kind of simmer a little bit with us. Any other thoughts about Mike's pack or how to shave weight or what you saw there?
I mean, you know, look, I love Mike like he's my only son that's older than me. But I think that, you know, when I'm saying things like, I think a bowling ball is coming out of your bag, like it worries me. I'm worried.
Right.
I'm worried for Mike in the future because I don't want Mike not to go because his pack's so heavy. And he's like, I can't go anymore, guys. I just can't. You know,
This wasn't as egregious as our next guy. His was.
No, it wasn't.
30-ish pounds, I think.
30-ish pounds. But you know what? I don't want to see Mike come on the trail and he's got like a full watermelon or something. And he's wondering why he's falling behind. That's all I care about. I can get behind the Tupperware, Mike. I can get behind it. I'm not going to mock you anymore because you're a mountain goat, and I love that. But the pack towel, you know, the umbrella. I mean, you know, are we a Kardashian? Like, what's going on here? Like, let's. I think you can do better, and I love you, and I think we can see improvement. So I'm going to leave it at that.
This sounds more like a reprimand than anything else.
It's tough love for Mike. He knows I love him. He's a fantastic photographer.
So you think Mike should be able to do better based upon the feedback that you gave him?
I hope. I mean, one can only hope. But you know what? We all like our luxuries. I got my luxurious items. I think he just might have a little bit more. You know?
Yeah, I just don't believe half the things he pulled out of his pack. Upon further review, I just think he was trying to get a reaction out of me specifically.
Mission accomplished.
Maybe a little bit with you as well. And mission accomplished. That's why I called it the pack of horrors, man. That was ridiculous. And
that's an accurate description. I'll give you that.
He specifically was doubling up on items, like he had the buff and the pack towel. Just, yeah, double duty. I think he knows better. He was trying to get a reaction and he succeeded.
Mike, next time we do a pack shakedown, I'm going to encourage you to like throw like a video game system in there or like some DVDs or, you know, maybe a salami of.
We're not doing this again. This is what the next time we do this. It's going to be where we get our packs shaken down by some fellow adventurers out there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Volume 2 is good. Like this is completing the round here. So
next time we do our pack shakedown, maybe I'll try to up Mike and really try to annoy you as much as possible.
The thing is that I already kind of know it's in your pack. And you kind of already know it's in my pack.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not, we're not going to get the reactions, right? So
we can try. I'm going to try.
Anyway, we got Jason coming up. So now when we originally recorded this, this was like prior to our Canyonlands trip back in April. And Jason ended up going on that trip. And so, yeah, I have some kind of follow-up thoughts here. But without further ado, Jason from Oregon. All right, we are here with Jason from Oregon, a.k.a. Craft Room Jason. How's it going, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Carl, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
How you doing, Derek?
I'm doing okay. I'm just enjoying. I'm just looking at this room. It's like a dancing rainbow everywhere. It's great.
Jason's in the Craft Room, which earned him the nickname, and so I think he intentionally joined the show in that room just for the memories. And so,
did you give him the name? I gave him the name,
but I think he's hung on to it. Is that correct?
You know. Absolutely. And I would not dream of doing this anywhere else.
Okay. Noted.
Not like outside or in the wilderness, just in the craft room.
Well, I'm proud of Carl for coming up with his first nickname.
And that's good. It seems like it fits.
That was not my first nickname. I had Tupperware Mike too.
First good one.
All right. So Jason, give us the rundown. How much does your pack weigh?
37.2 pounds.
Legit 37. Is that legit?
Okay.
Food and water.
It is legit.
Okay, because everybody else, we said 30 pounds or more, and we've only had one other person that qualified, so thank you.
This is nice.
So 37 pounds, what in the world is going on here? So give us a rundown with your backpack, sleeping bag, pad, tent situation. What you got?
Pack is an Osprey Atmos 50.
Okay. Reasonable.
Sleeping pad is a Therm-a-Rest self-inflating.
Wait, that could be anything. Is that one of is that the crunchy ones or those like old school, like green and red ones that are
the old
school? Oh, old okay, school. Okay.
Gotcha.
So pretty thin, not real tall, only about an inch tall. Tent is a Lux Hiking Gear Hex Peak teepee.
Okay.
Oh,
uses a trekking pole in the center. And what do I got left? Sleeping bag. My sleeping bag is an old 1990s. REI bag.
Okay. Wow.
1990s.
So what's it rated to? Do you know offhand?
15 degrees.
Okay. So I'm going to guess that's 4 to 5 pounds right there.
You are pretty close. Yeah. Okay. I think it's just, just under 4.
I got
really?
Mine, Carl.
That's impressive, actually.
Carl, I got mine. Just kidding.
We haven't even gotten to his pack yet.
I think. Yeah, I think Jason's asking for it here. All right, but we still want to know what's in your pack.
Right out of the bag, about 4.5 pounds of food.
4.5 pounds of food.
That's not bad. That's totally fine.
So that'd be packed for a 3-day trip.
Okay. Okay. That is reasonable.
And you normally eat all that?
You know, like everybody, I struggle to eat all of it.
Okay. All right.
But I'd rather have a little bit extra than.
Right. Okay. You seem like a fit, large, healthy, fit guy. So he might need all 4 pounds.
A fit, large, healthy guy. I love that.
Got a jet boil zip.
Okay.
Fuel.
Fuel, reasonable.
Okay, fuel, okay. Yeah.
And a stainless steel mug.
Okay.
All Puffy. Right.
Rain pants.
Rain pants.
We are in okay. Oregon.
Yeah,
yeah, true. That's true.
Beanie.
Okay. Beanie.
He has no hair, so that's fair.
Thin wool gloves.
Everything looks reasonable so far.
I've got 2 pillows. I've got an inflatable pillow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Compressible pillow.
All right. Yeah, is it one of those for the knees?
No, actually, I use them both pretty much for my head. I like to keep my head elevated a little bit at night.
Yeah.
Right.
And I really struggle with that.
Okay. You
know? So I try the 2 pillows. Sometimes I've got to shove my shoes underneath the sleeping pad just to get that head up a little bit.
Like, are you talking like just your head, so your neck is kind of angled upward, or are you talking about the kind of the upper part of your shoulders and stuff too?
Mostly my neck, a little bit shoulders, but mostly neck. Get that head up just a little bit.
I've been wanting to do that a little bit more as well. So I might even bring
2 inflatables and a regular pillow. So
but if I'm understanding this correctly, so if you have the shoes underneath, then the double pillow, you're talking like a foot of elevation that your head is being raised above. I'm not joking. Look how like the pillow is about 5 inches right there, and the other inflatable one was like at least 3 inches of thickness, and then you get the shoes too.
Figure out how far to put your shoes in.
Okay.
It's not going to be like all the way.
So this helps you kind of get to sleep easier, breathe easier,
that stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I totally get that. Okay.
All right.
First aid kit, repair kit.
Repair kit.
You know, like sleeping bag repair.
Just odds and ends. Set of extra batteries for the headlamp.
Extra batteries, okay.
Extra batteries.
Okay, Jason, there's some small things that I'm noticing here, but nothing that should lead your pack to be so stinking heavy. So what are you not telling us that's in your pack? Do you have like double bear canister? What's going on there?
I got a chair.
How big is it? How heavy is the chair?
2 pounds.
2 pounds. Okay. 2 pounds.
Okay. So you got a little slightly heavier chair.
Yeah, it's a little heavier, but I got 2 liters of water.
2 liters. That's it?
Gotcha. 2 liters.
Okay.
Along with the BeFree filter.
Wait, that's not filled though, right? You have 2 liters independent of the.
2 liters and an empty filter.
All right, Derek, what are your suggestions to Jason here?
I mean, really, if all the stuff he has there, it seems like he's utilizing. He's in a colder environment, so I do get that. But if you want to.
You know, I mean, you're talking 1990 sleeping bag. So I was like, if you want to get lighter, there are a lot better equipment. But obviously, that means you got to spend a little money to get a better sleeping bag. Or, you know, you were talking about like maybe something smaller you can do is like you held up that fire starter kit and you had like a million fire starters in there. You could just bring like, I don't know how many of them. There's a lot in there. You could probably bring like half of those or like throw some dryer lint in there. Maybe with some like, I don't know if you bring hand sanitizer or anything like that, but. Those I don't think you need that many, but that's not a lot of weight. But and then the chair, obviously, you can get a better chair nowadays. I think under $100, Carl, probably for like a pound chair, I want to say, or close to it.
Oh, I haven't bought one in a while, but it's probably around there.
REI had like one for like $80 for like it was like a pound and change. So
shave a pound right there, yeah.
So that's good. So that's like 3 potential pounds ish you could shave,
but obviously you're gonna have to upgrade some of the quality of the gear if you're willing to do that. But if you love your stuff, you love your stuff. I can't say anything about the pillow stuff.
I'm always looking to upgrade.
Derek, I like your analysis. You've been on point, man. You've got some really good suggestions for everybody. So well done. I think that everything you said is correct. So the pad is going to be something you're going to want to upgrade just for comfort purposes. Those are the worst pads. Like I'll put my kids on them just because they weigh less and they're not going to compress it down to the ground. But the sleeping pad definitely is one of the first things I would do, maybe even before the sleeping bag. But if you're looking for small things that are going to add up, you're backpacking in Oregon. You're bringing 2 liters of water. I would try to drink one and just have one on me. That'll save you 2 pounds right there. You know, you got you kind of doubled up with some things. Like you have the jet boil and you have the mug. If you're going by yourself, just drink right out of that jet boil, you know, the pot itself. That's kind of one way that I will save a little bit of weight and space my pack. Some of the stuff sacks and kind of some of the extras that Derek mentioned I think are good. But I think I think a little's going to go a long way when you start upgrading stuff.
Because they have like thicker mats, sleeping pads now. Are you a side sleeper or like a back sleeper?
Side sleeper.
See, so like for me, like I had the 3-inch sleeping pad that was probably lighter than my Therm-a-Rest now, but it's, you know, it's a little bit, you know, you have to upgrade with the price. So it is more luxurious. It is better.
You already gave your opinion, Derek. It's my turn.
I'm giving more because you missed it. You missed it. All right. What am I going to say?
You know, we're going to be going backpacking here in a couple weeks, and you're coming with us on this Canyonlands Patreon trip. So we're going to weigh your pack at the trailhead. And if you can, you know, we know you got to bring a little extra water on that trip, but if you can shave it by a few pounds, we're going to give you an A+.
That's right.
I will absolutely upgrade some stuff and take on that challenge.
So at the time that we recorded this, Derek, you hadn't met Jason yet. You've since met him, and we know that he's a nice guy, easygoing and friendly. But for somebody that you hadn't met, you said some pretty striking things. Would you like to revisit that?
I think whatever I said, Jason knows it's in good fun. So we can review.
I'm just meeting somebody. Do I want to be called a fit, large, healthy guy? It's kind of like fit and healthy are very encouraging words, but then you throw large in the middle of that. Are you trying to like, it's almost kind of like you're softening the blow.
I feel like there's things, and maybe you disagree with this, but I think there's things that I can get away with saying because of who I am, and you are not able to get away with those things. And I think it's just the way that
we're not trying. I don't want to call people this.
No, but it's not. It wasn't meant in a bad way. I mean, he's
you get away with. So you just go to the you go to people at the grocery store. You're like, hey, so you're a pretty large guy right there. Like
at the grocery,
you don't need to say anything. Nobody's asked you to make that comment.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Why does all this stuff always happen at the grocery store? Why am I always at the grocery store when this stuff happens? How much shopping do I do? Maybe I am a large man.
We've already established this. You go to Costco, and that's about it.
I go to Target. I go to Albertsons.
Yeah, we've not talked about that. You're a Costco guy.
That's true.
Anyway, and you also pointed out that he has no hair. Like, these are things that did not need to come up in the conversation. I'm just wondering.
Well, I only brought up the hair because I figured, like, maybe you guys were related. You know, I thought maybe you should do, like, a 23andMe and Ancestry.com or something because you don't really have any either. So I figured. I'm trying to rekindle and connect people in life. I thought maybe that was a way.
I did not see that. Yeah, I was thinking more that you had some self-esteem issues here where he seemed to know more about backpacking than you did. So you're like, I just got to pick at him a little bit just to kind of knock him down.
he knew a lot. And his pack was very, what's the word? Thorough, I guess. Mm. Overly thorough. But, you know, I mean, when you're propping up your pillows with your smelly shoes after a 10 mile, 50 mile hike, I mean, that's just a different level that I'm never going to get to. I don't know
about
you.
Right. I agree with you. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Now, you had an issue with like the food, the amount of food he was bringing. I think, what did he say? 4 pounds of food or something. Is that too much for, I don't know, like a 3 or 4 day trip?
I mean, look, I didn't know how much, like some people just love to eat on the trail all the time. But again, like day one, we had some horrible weather. Not many people are like snacking as they go, but, I don't know. 4 pounds of food just seemed like a little bit excess. That's me though. Okay. We've talked many times about like, let's try to get the food to where you have like next to nothing by the time you get back to the car. So you're like maximizing your, you know, weight and all this other stuff. But some people, it's like, if they are hungry, they are hangry. And then it's like, maybe they know, I don't know if Jason gets hangry, but all I know is he was a delightful man that went extra miles both ways to get the water drop and do the water drop.
You're referring back to our Canyonlands trip back in April.
Our Canyonlands trip, right, exactly. So, you know, if he wants some extra food, and it's not like he was, like, slowing everybody down. I mean, he held his own, so, you know, more power to him.
All right.
Maybe that's one of his luxury items, you know?
Your strategy, when I ask you a very direct question and I'm asking you to weigh in on something to have a very, like, it's kind of like a yes or no type of opinion, you just keep on talking because you feel like, I'll probably forget about what I said at the beginning because if I'm wrong, we'll just move on to the next topic. But I don't forget, Derek. Mm. I don't forget. So you said 4 pounds was too heavy. And we've talked about how it's 1.5 to 2 pounds of food per day on average. So if you're talking about a 3 or 4 day trip, that's actually on the light side, my friend.
Well, we were on the, that's what I'm thinking. If we're doing a 3 day trip.
That's what you're thinking. That's what I just said.
I'm thinking. Did you just say a 3 day trip? Now you're saying
three or four day trip. I was just saying in general.
Four day trip.
This was not specific to Canyonlands. This was just packing for a 3 or 4 day trip.
Yeah, in general. Okay, so Canyonlands, how much elevation do we have? Not a lot, right? But if we're going over like Maroon Bells and all these passes, then maybe you throw some more food in there. So it depends
on
where
you have more than 4 pounds. You should have more than 4 pounds.
If you're going on a 4 day trip, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll work on this.
No, I think you're being more vague. I'm being more specific in the sense of like, if I know I got like less elevation, less exertion, I'm going to pack less food. If I know I'm going over like four mountain passes, even 3 days, I'm going to pack more food. Right. Okay. I mean, isn't that what you're doing or no? You just throwing in the power bars and call it a day?
Yeah, of course that makes sense. I'm just saying, generally speaking, rule of thumb is a pound and a half to 2 pounds, depending upon the intensity of the trip. Well, it's okay. We'll circle back because I don't know that you even know exactly how much food you have because you probably are thinking about, you know, your Ziploc bag of food, but you're not considering your freeze-dried meal. And so when you add it all together, it does add up.
My Ziploc bag of food? I mean, I'm not dropping Ziploc bags on the trail, Carl. They're in my pack, okay? There's no drink mix and food on the trail.
We'll circle back. See how much Derek is bringing next time.
That's fine. I definitely have
right, the last thing I want to point out is we kind of skip past a couple things he said. I don't know that we really address this, but he said that he brought a stainless steel mug and extra batteries for his headlamp.
Oh, right.
What are your thoughts on those?
Well, we said, I mean, I think the extra batteries are unnecessary if you're testing the batteries before you go on the trip and you know they're like throw right. some new ones in before the trip if you're worried about that, but you should never mm-hmm. I mean barring some emergency and you're hiking all night, you shouldn't ever really need to worry about that on a 3-4 day trip. And if you're, you know, like what are you doing? You're using it at night for a little bit and then you're going to bed. So, I mean,
I would say even for me, like worst case scenario, the batteries just die. Mm-hmm. I feel like you just borrow somebody else's, you get back, you figure it out, right? Use your phone.
Well, and if if you're in a group too, then it's like, you know,
yeah,
like
so. Yeah. I would say, yeah, the extra batteries for a shorter trip, that's overkill. What about the mug? Are you pro or con with the mug?
Stainless steel mug? Yeah. I feel like I go either way with that one because I know some people love their coffee. I don't know if he was he a coffee drinker?
I think most people are. I think we're in the minority on this one.
Yeah, we're in the minority. Yeah. So if he's a coffee guy, then yeah, bring your mug. Okay. But I mean, there's some, I don't know how heavy that mug was. Did he say how heavy that was? I can't remember.
5 pounds probably.
5 pound mug? Yeah. Maybe a little bit, maybe a little bit
no,
lighter.
No.
I don't know if that's,
I'm guessing it would be like 6 ounces, 7 ounces.
I mean, maybe? There might be some lighter weight ones, but if that's something that you are going to use a lot, then yeah, I'm not going to say.
Yeah. I would count that as a luxury item. Like you like your coffee, your hot drink in that nice warm mug rather than drinking it out of the cooking pot or out of your blue rubber bowl, whatever you got. I think that's a luxury item, but if you're looking to shave weight, that's one you can definitely
look at. But you got to look at it this way. Like you and me don't do breakfast usually, right? Whereas some people like that's a big deal. Like I need my coffee. I need my oats or whatever I'm going to do. So that's going to be in their pack no matter what.
Yeah, I think that's not an uncommon item. So
Carl's going to allow it, Jason. He's going to allow you to bring the cup.
As a luxury item.
I'm going to say as a standard item for some people. Okay, I'm going to go that far.
Just to be contrarian, thank you.
So if you want to talk about overall food weight, we are going to talk about luxury versus standard items.
All right, okay. That's a different episode. But the last thing that we noted was that we were going to weigh his pack just to kind of see how he was able to trim down for that trip. And at the trailhead, there was a combination of chaos mixed with high winds and rain. So we didn't actually get to that. But he might have had the smallest or one of the smallest packs out of the 12 folks that were on the trip. And so it had to be under 30, like probably well under 30. So
it was definitely better than
whatever you said, Derek, worked. Your advice, your wisdom single-handedly saved him a lot of weight.
Wow. I don't see any patronization there whatsoever. I think he was just trying to be like you, Carl. You know what I mean?
Probably.
We all are.
You know? All right, we got luxury or necessity trivia coming up right after this. Okay, once again, thanks to Mike and Jason for being good sports about letting us go through their pack and judge them, basically. So we'll have the...
Yeah, we'll have our time in the sun to be judged, so, you know.
Indeed. That's coming up soon. Later on the season, for sure, so...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, Quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the Waypoint Podcast Network, brought to you in part by HuntStand, the number one hunting and land management app.
Okay, for this trivia, if you are unable to pass this trivia, you have to call up the CIA and let them know they've been using black highlighters on all the good parts of their documents.
Wow, I will do nothing of the sort. I will throw you under the bus, and okay. I think they might come after you and throw you in jail, actually. That'd be more enjoyable, I think, for everybody.
For what reason? What did I do?
Well, sabotage. Isn't that like a thing?
Just general sabotage.
You're involving like black highlighters. Did you say black highlighters, by the way? You said black highlighters.
I don't think you got the joke. It's okay.
No, yeah. I got it. I'm just saying.
Redacted information.
I got that, but black highlighters is what you're... Right. Do they have a black highlighter? Is it like yellow or bright colors?
You didn't get the joke. It's okay. There's no black highlighters. You're so confused why they would like black out information. You thought they were using black highlighters.
I thought they were using black highlighters. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, I get the joke, but you
said it
in a weird way.
I was a little too sophisticated for you. I apologize.
It's, you know, it is a step above your intro, so I wasn't ready for it. I apologize.
All right, so I got three. These are kind of either ors, right? So either these are items that should be considered luxury items or necessities on a backpacking trip. All right.
So you're taking a page out of our conversation. This is good.
Kind of, yeah. I listen to you.
Not really. Go ahead.
Most of the time. Number one, the Nemo Tensor sleeping pad. Like a wide, long size sleeping pad.
The Nemo. Oh, this is the one you have. It's a luxury item for sure. Luxury item. I think took up half the tent.
Luxury.
Well, A, it's huge. Took up half the tent. It felt like I was floating on a cloud.
Isn't that okay on a 2-person tent? Isn't it okay to take up half the tent?
Over half. Did I say half? I meant over half. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I think half of my foot every night was on your pad.
Every night.
And when we switched, it was vice versa. So it was as if I was floating on a cloud. It was luxurious. I'll say that.
It's a little heavier. It's definitely a luxury item.
It's like 7 inches thick, I think it was, right?
Pad, necessity. This pad, though, luxury. So correct. Mm. All right. Next one is the MSR Whisperlite white gas stove. This is the one that has the... I don't even know the last time we had one of these stoves on the trip, but this is the one with the external fuel can that you actually pour the white gas into. And so this type of stove on a winter trip, is this a necessity or a luxury?
On a winter trip.
Yeah.
Ooh. How heavy was it again? What was the ounceage?
Combined without the pot, I want to see it's like a pound or more. Probably more than that, actually.
A pound and a half.
It's heavier.
I don't know. I feel like because of the weight, I just feel like there's so many good options.
Okay, well, give me an alternative option then.
I mean, any of the stoves would be, I don't know.
Can you name another stove, actually, now that we're
Pocket
talking about
Rockets,
this?
All these things.
There you go, Pocket Rocket, okay.
I love that you can you name another stove? Yes, I can name another stove.
I don't think you could. I genuinely didn't think you could.
hey guys, look, I'm Carl Mandrelli. I know everything is about backpacking.
That's not what I'm saying.
Name something in REI? Anything, go. Anything.
You're so missing it. I'm not saying that I know everything.
No, I know.
I'm saying that you know nothing.
It's what you're not saying.
I'm saying that you don't have the basic information here. I'm not saying I'm very knowledgeable. I'm just saying that you have a lack of knowledge.
I don't know everything.
But I'm wrong because you got the pocket rocket. Okay.
Clearly you're wrong. You're wrong all the time.
I am wrong all the time. You're right.
There's some that I just don't like to engage with your games sometimes. I'm going to say luxury item.
All right, luxury item is incorrect. Because of the winter conditions, those stoves that you're talking about, like the pocket rocket, do not work as well, the canister stoves, and so the white gas stoves work way better in colder, high-altitude situations, so that is more of a necessity.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So I'm sure people could, say, well, if you put the fuel under your armpit while you're hiking, then by the time you get to camp, like, it should work. And, yeah, there's definitely scenarios where you could do that.
How many times have we brought a stove like that?
That particular stove, or what are you talking about?
How many times have we brought a stove like that or that?
I brought it a ton, but you haven't.
Right, on our trips.
It's more the concept of like white gas versus canister in a winter environment. That was the...
Right. Yeah, I don't really ever need it, but
yeah,
that's me.
That's okay. But you host a podcast, so you should probably know about it, right? Yes.
You know what? I don't like your patronization.
Okay. Well, you're still probably going to pass this trivia, so don't be too scared. Number three is pajama pants.
Oh, geez. That is a necessity. Necessity.
Necessity? 100%. Pajama pants.
For me? Or for everybody? Me, necessity. Everybody else? No, it's luxury. I'm just kidding.
All right.
Okay. 100% luxury. Well, even though it should
we'll
be.
We'll let the fellow adventurers out there determine if Derek needs to call the CIA and tell them they've been using black.
You tell me if your trip wouldn't be better with some nice flannel jammy pants. You tell me.
I'm not a pajama pants guy, so.
Exactly. You didn't even bring pants to begin with in 30 degrees. So.
Right.
I don't know why you're sitting here giving me a hard time about gear and what I know, not know. You don't bring pants. It's like freezing out. You don't even bring pants. I don't even, case closed. Done. Carol, I was wondering if you had any tidbits for us.
We can talk about it. Carol, if you want.
Who is Carol? Isn't that your twin sister?
Have I told you the story where I went to this, I don't know, it was like this furniture tile cabinet store, I don't know, and we called to make an appointment ahead of time, and they said, well, who can I put the appointment name under? And I said, Carl, and they were filling out a form, and then I spelled it for them, C-A-R-L, and then when we got there, the person was confused. They're like, are you Carol? And I looked in their form, it was C-A-R-O-L. I was like, I can't even spell it for them and not get shafted.
What is that? Okay, two things. One, this is why when I call to order food, I don't tell them my name because Derek sounds like Eric, Gary, Jerry. So I just say Jake. I just say.
Wait a second. I know. So
it's crazy.
So they say, whose name is this for? And you say, I can't tell you.
No, I'll be like, too many times I'll be like, Derek. They'll be like, Eric? No, Derek. Gary? No, Eric. Jerry? No. I'm like, you know what? It's JJ. My name's JJ. That's what I say.
Is that your fake name?
That's my fake name, yeah. You can call me JJ. But my other point was, you know, you said they heard your voice before you did all this? Like you called them or something you said? Or no?
They wrote down, yes. Are you just trying to make fun of my voice?
No, I'm just saying that would be very concerning and insulting if I'm you because they clearly you sound like a guy, but maybe they thought you were a little higher pitched than you should be. That's all I'm saying.
I also use a fake name most of the time now. I use my son's name, Max. That's an easy one to
get. Oh, that's okay. Just stealing your son's name right there. Okay.
Correct.
I mean, I guess that's all right. Well, maybe there's a pill for your voice or something that will help out. I don't know, but.
All right. Thanks for that.
We'll move on.
All right. I got one tidbit. So I was on the local trails here in Castle Rock, and for the first time, I think it's the first time, I saw a motorized scooter. Somebody's riding a motorized scooter kind of off-roading it on the trails.
Nice.
What would be your reaction if you're on the trails and you're seeing a motorized scooter? Like, side note, like, typically trails are the ones I'm referring to are for non-motorized vehicles, of course.
Right.
So, any reaction? Would you say anything? Would you do anything? Would you, like...
I mean, I feel like that is just a blatant... First of all, I'm looking for the nearest stick to jam under the tires. That's what I'm doing. I think that come on, like a motorcycle. When you come,
not a motorcycle.
I mean, a little.
It's not a moped. It's like, you know what I'm talking about, like a kid's scooter.
It's not like an e-bike. Is it? It's like a scooter. Like,
yeah, it's
a,
like with a little scooter, motor, but it's like got an actual motor. Yeah.
Like two wheels long. Okay.
Two wheels, but like the guy was like jamming up the trail. Like it wasn't. It wasn't just like your little rinky-dink scooter. It wasn't like a razor. He was jamming.
I feel like you're asking to have something go wrong at some point during your journey. I mean, you know 1,000% there's like regular bikes, walkers, joggers, runners, or whatever, and then you're just going to be blasting through there with a motorized.
Yeah. So do you get in the way? Do you get out of the way? Do you say anything? What are you doing?
I want to just. I think I'm going to take the high road and like just get out of the way and be like. I don't know. Are you going to comment and be like, this is for like non-motorized only? I don't know what you'd say in your high-pitched voice, but like I would say something to the degree, I don't know, something like no motorized
you
stuff.
You could get in front of them, do not allow them by, and be like, hey, do you mind returning the trailhead? Because I don't think these are allowed here.
That's never going to go well. What are they doing? I mean, maybe if it's like a teenage kid, would you try that? What'd you do? You're going to get in front of them?
We've talked about this. I've had showdowns on the trail before, so you know I'm not shy about it.
I know. No, I know you're not. That's what I'm asking. Like, if you had a motorized, let's say 17-year-old, you know, attitude kid, or non-attitude kid, just barreling down.
Yeah, I'm not the person shaking my finger or shaking my fist at anybody. I try to be polite and respectful while still making my point. At the time, I didn't have, the scenario wasn't where I could have this showdown. I'm just wondering if you're going to have the showdown, I guess, is the question.
I don't, okay. No, I don't think I'm not going to show down. I'm going to try to take the low road and knock them over. But I think that but aren't those are kind of loud though, right?
Oh yeah. There's all sorts of violations going on. And you could honestly make the same case that these e-bikes are also, you know, violating the spirit of the rule there, where there shouldn't be any like motorized types of vehicles. And the e-bikes are definitely, people are jamming on those things too, right?
All over the place in California. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah. I think, I've got strong opinions about that too. I think they're great. If they get people outside, I think that's great. People that couldn't otherwise ride a bike, I think that's great. For everybody else, ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you guys have tons of trails, right? And that's kind of like known as an outdoor area where you would go do that stuff. Whereas here, there's a lot of hilly roads. It's up and down. So I mean, I do see the value in the bike or whatever, but we have some trails that go up and around the housing complexes. And I'm like, there's people up there with those too. And yeah. I don't get it, but maybe they just want to go for a little drive.
Yeah. We're now the get off our lawn kind of guys, but that's okay. So
we're the old men. That's it. That's who we are.
That, my friend, is all I got.
Well, that's all I got as well. Guys, if you want to see more, know more, join the Backpacking Blisters podcast Instagram. Check it out. And if you can, guys, hit that subscribe button and join the podcast family. We'd love to have you. It helps us grow, helps everything get better, and we can give you more content in the future. So if you guys need to lower your voice on the trail to have people hear you and respect you, Carl's got some magical pills for that. And we will see you next time on the BNB. See you. Yeah, so I don't know. Look, I know Carl and I are going to do our pack shakedowns eventually. And look, he's going to if he doesn't pull out this item, he's a liar, and this is a fake pack. Okay, if he doesn't pull out two items, well, actually two, not one. There's the Care Bear stuffed animal teddy bear. I think it's Grumpy is his name, and then there's also his orange blanket with connected to like a Tigger doll. So those two things, if they're not there, then you know he's a liar.
Through the Blackwater Bayous and in the dark Louisiana night, floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking. From the Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest, me and the Duck Camp Dinners crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.